Almost 7 years after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, Florida lawmakers are finalizing a settlement plan. There's still some difference between the House and Senate versions, but top lawmakers say a compromise is on the way. I'm Kate Payne. Pensacola Republican Representative Clay Ingram says it's hard to overstate the impact of the BP oil spill.
But the oil spill is one of the most significant issues we've had happen in the state. Maybe ever, one of the most tragic. And so,
for months, Dafuniac Springs Republican Representative Brad Drake watched as millions of gallons of crude oil flowed into the Gulf of Mexico.
This saga would continue to play out for 87 long, fearful, treacherous days for all of us that live and make their living and raise their families in the Florida Panhandle.
The resulting settlement is a huge opportunity for the state to revitalize Florida's Gulf Coast. It's a pretty rural area with deep ties to the ocean and the work that comes with it. Lawmakers want to focus that redevelopment in the eight counties that are most affected: Bay, Escambia, Franklin, Gulf, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Wakulla, and Walton.
We are ensuring that 75% of all funds garnered by the Attorney General in this settlement go to the Florida Panhandle.
That's Panama City Republican Representative Jay Trumbull, who chairs the House committee steering the process.
Ensuring that every single person within the eight counties are able to see their schools becoming better equipped, their neighborhoods becoming safer, taxes being lowered, and high-wage jobs being created.
The state has created a group called Triumph Gulf Coast that will invest the money and choose which projects to fund. House and Senate lawmakers generally agree on what the money should go towards. Public infrastructure, education, and workforce development top the list. But Trumbull says there's still some disagreement on how much goes where.
Rather than 4%, 6% of the money over the lifetime of the projects or over the lifetime of the settlement will be spent in each county. So that ensures that some of these smaller counties will receive, a significant amount of the settlement dollars.
But the Senate version allocates no less than 5% to each county. A small difference, but one that has some in the least populated counties worried they'll miss out on projects. On the flip side, Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala says his chamber wants more input from local governments.
Some senators, certainly county commissioners, that would like some local government involvement in the decision-making process of how the money gets spent in their counties. And, I'm sure there's some magic words that can be crafted that would help, that would help resolve that. But we haven't quite gotten there yet.
There are issues this year that have House and Senate lawmakers so starkly divided, a special session feels almost inevitable. But Latvala says this is not one of them.
It's largely a worked-out product with the legislators that are involved.
The Senate version is now ready for a floor vote. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.